Radio.
Hey, this is your host Brian Wayne here, and I'm here to let you know, in case you did not know already, that the Cheers to Comics podcast has since evolved. And if you're looking for a new shiny place to get your comic books from, then you need to head on over to shopcheerstocomics.com. It's like cheerstocomics.com, only with a shop in front of it. Shopcheerstocomics.com, and if you use code PODCAST at checkout, you're going to save yourself 10%. And I'm constantly adding new inventory, hot spec books, everything, any type of book under the sun. As it comes under my radar and it gets added into the inventory, I make it available to you. So remember, head on over to shopcheerstocomics.com and use code PODCAST at checkout and save yourself 10%. And welcome back to the Cheers to Comics podcast. I'm your host, Brian Wayne, and this is episode 395th episode of the Cheers to Comics podcast will be a pull list priorities. I'll be going over the books of the future, specifically the final order cutoffs for the 29th of January, so this coming Sunday. There's definitely lots of good stuff to go over, but before I get all into this, I have to give a huge shout out to my friends up in Wyoming, Nerds Forever. I took a trip up there during a winter storm last week, hence kind of the lack of being able to record, but well worth the trip. I highly suggest you check out Nerds Forever, 307nerdsforever.com. Use code CHEERS at checkout and save even more money. Just tell them I sent you by using that code CHEERS, and you'll get hooked up, man. I couldn't believe the prices compared to these big city prices that I'm used to here in Denver. So, yeah, lots of good stuff here. Let's dive right into it. Let's see what we got going on this week. We are going to start with, the Diamond side of things this week. And let's go down to the little indies first before we get into all that. What is What Not Heavy Metal? Nothing from that this week, but that has my attention. Valiant's got stuff coming out this week. We've got Book of Shadows number 4. Looks like there's 4 covers to choose from there. Well, there you go. If you're reading Valiant stuff. Now we're already scrolling big time like this. Not a lot going on. Not in the world of little stuff, at least. Let's see what AWA has to offer. Year Zero, Volume Zero, number 5. Oh, that's like a math equation almost. It sounds like algebra. From Aftershock, oh boy, and there's some news with Aftershock. Sad news, too. It's not exciting by any means, but there's no but. The fact of the matter is that it's scary times. With all these shops closing doors right now, Frankie's Comics going out of business, or a big-time retailer when it comes to, exclusive variants. They put out a buttload of exclusive variants, but that's a dangerous game to play. When you put out as many as you do with them, things go wrong. That's a different subject, though. I mean, it's still slightly related in the fact that 2023 is going to be the downfall of a lot of businesses just because of the state of the market right now. And Aftershock looks like they're the next one to fall on that knife, I guess. Filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And I hate to say I'm not surprised, but I'm not surprised because they bought into this big production film company And that was two and a half years ago, I want to say. And we have seen nothing, absolutely nothing. So when you dump all this money into something, because obviously that costs the company money, and you don't produce anything, yeah, no, you're screwed. And then what ends up happening is the longer you go without producing things, the fewer books you're going to sell, because people are going to have less and less faith in your product. It's a real tricky, shitty situation that they got themselves into. But, oh, man. However, right now, we do still have Aftershock Comics on the FOCs. So let's see what we got going on here. We got the 06 protocol number 3 due to be ordered by Sunday, and number 4 as well. So there we go again with more of that multi-issue. Mm-hmm. We have a number 1, though, and one that actually sounds pretty exciting. This is one that I've already kind of had my eyes on. Bram Stoker Monster Hunter number 1. This is done by Olivia Quartillo Briggs and Adam Glass. So, the writing team behind Mary Shelley Monster Hunter. So, you know, they're going to write some monsters. Through the memories spurred by Oscar Wilde's 1895 gross indecency trial, a young and troubled Bram Stoker discovers there's a secret hiding in his new workplace of Dublin Castle. One that will either end his life or change it forever. So there you go. If you're into the monsters and stuff like that, this one seems fun. And I do believe this series is going to follow different monsters throughout. You know, ones, yeah. We're probably going to get a Frankenstein one too, on account of the whole Mary Shelley background. Brother of All Men, number 3 and 4, due to be ordered by Sunday. Bulls of Beacon Hill, number 2 on the FOC this week. Chicken Devils. Oh, that's back finally with number 3, 4, and 5. See, so what do we have? Like a 2-month break, it seems, maybe even longer in between 2 and 3. And then they're going to come out with 3, 4, and 5. What is the production schedule on that? And because of that, I mean, unfortunately, I don't care anymore. It's been too long. Sucks. And that's what happens. What is Fear of a Red Planet? Cover not final, it says. Well, Fear of a Red Planet number 4, due to be ordered this week. Jimmy's Little Bastards, number 3. Looks like an oversized issue. Huh, that sounds fun, just by the title. Last Line number 3 and 4. What, are they just dumping everything now? Let's see. Last Ride of Pillar and Pride, number 2. I feel like number 1 was so long ago, and here we are with number 3. What happened? Oh, Maniac in New York. Don't call it a comeback, number 2. Ooh-wee. Only one cover? And they're not going to put out 3, 4, and 5 at the same time? Look at Maniac in New York staying on schedule.
Look at you.
I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. What the fuck is this shit? Samurai Doggy 4, 5, 6, and 7. All to be ordered by Sunday. Huh. See, that's kind of bogus. It's super bogus. Let's see when the release date is on all of these. Do they all come out at the same time? In shops March 1st. In shops March 1st. What are we doing here? What are we doing? In shops March 1st. Do I dare click on the fourth one? Issue number 7. In shops February 22nd. What the fuck? So number 7 comes out before 4, 5, and 6? I don't get it. There's got to be a mistake in there somewhere. That can't be right. So, yeah. There's something wrong with Patrick Todd, number 5, due to be ordered from Aftershock on Sunday. And then Vineyard, number four. So lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff from Aftershock. Just going out swinging. From Ablaze, we've got Boogeyman, number six. Three covers to choose from there. What's the homage cover we're looking at this week? I can't tell what that's supposed to be homaging. But there you have it. So that's Ablaze. Now let's get up into these bigger indies now. How about some Boom? From Boom Studios, due to be ordered by Sunday, we've got Damn Them All, number five of a little six-part miniseries there. Looks like there's three covers to choose from. So there you go. Dune, House Harkonnen. Harkonnen? I don't know. I'll never know. So Dune has another maxi series happening right now. Looks like there's one, two, three covers to choose from there. There's an FOC reveal. Oh, and what's that mean? That means that you can only get this book if you pre-order it via FOCs. It won't be reprinted, and or at least that cover. And yeah. Yep, so there you go. Oh, we've got the old or if you speak English, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Chapter 2, Number 3. And look at all these glorious covers. Look at this cover. Look at it. Just come on. See, and if you're listening, and you know, you want to see, well, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Because this is being streamed live right now, actually. So you get to see what I see real time. No editing. Mistakes and all. But this gosh darned. Look at the Green Ranger blowing his. Oh, man. I should probably finish that sentence for the listeners, huh? Whoopsie. Out of context. Oh, man. What a great cover. Takes me back. God, does that take me back. Nostalgia. All of these covers are great. Speaking of great covers, look at this. Once again, shout out to 307 Nerds Forever. Man. This, whew. TMNT. MMPR. Homage. Oh my God, they're all sliding all over the place now. So good. So good. And then we got the here, see the FOC reveal. We got, it's like it's a Turtle Ranger. Yella. Is that Jenica? Oh, that'd be cool, huh? We're gonna bring Jenica up in this bitch. Oh man. Number two just came out this week, too. I got it in my stack. So many great covers to choose from here, people. And it's a great story, too. Dan Mora Artist of the Year, Cheersy winner. Yeah, same damn Mora. Once Upon a Time at the End of the World, number four. Yes. So far, I've only read issue number one. I'm going to find the rest. That first issue was so gall darn good. Am I censoring myself like it's a kid show? Is it because it's daylight out? Is that why I'm censoring myself? That's not my style. It's not my steez, man. Something is Killing the Children, number 29. Couple covers to choose from there. And then we've got Specs, number 4, wrapping it up. David Boer killing it for whatever reason. When I added it to my pull list, it was only read as issue number 1. So I have back issues to track on that. I loved issue number 1. That was amazing. From Dynamite, we've got, oh yeah, Darkwing Duck, number 2. Issue number 1 came out today, so yeah, read it, decide if you like it. You like it, already order, you're good, it'll be good. If you like Darkwing Duck, I'm sure the comic's gonna be great. I haven't read it yet, but I'm just sure it's gonna be great. Look at all these great covers. Come on. Nostalgia. What else do we have here? God, so many covers, but that's Dynamite for you. We've got Draculina. Lots of them covers there as well. Oh, Gargoyles. Look at that homage. I dig that. What else do we have here? Is that Lucio Perillo? Oh, it sure is. Good Lord. God dang, that's good. It's so good. You see how good it is. What is this FOC? Ken Hacer? Well, that's cool. That's comic booky as hell. Damn. So many. And then we've got Vampirella. I don't know why I said it like that. Like a Mario. One, lots of covers. So what do we got? 1, 2, 3, 4 series and so many covers from Dynamite, but that's how Dynamite do. From HDW, we have Godzilla Rivals, Mothra vs. Titanosaurus. It's a one-shot, looks like $8. Good lord. And then we've got TMNT Armageddon Game, Alliance, number 5, couple covers there. Oh, and then we've got Last Ronin Lost Years, number 2, due to be ordered already. Yes, because number 1 finally came out. Let's see when the due date is on this. March 15th. So 6 weeks out. That seems about right, because I know it was about a week ago I seen that Ben Bishop just turned in his pencils. So there's still other artists that need to turn in, and colors and finishes and all that stuff, letters. So yeah, there's a ways to go on that. I'll be surprised if it comes out by March 15th, to be honest. And that's the truth. Dark Horse. From Dark Horse Comics, due to be ordered by Sunday the 29th, we've got Castle Full of Blackbirds, number 4. That's some Mignola stuff. We've got Dead Mall, number 4. That's wrapping up in its 4-part miniseries there. Dragon Age Missing? Let's click on that. Make sure we get the title right. Oh, no. Just Dragon Age The Missing, number 2. It's a 4-parter. If you're in Dragon Age, there you go. Oh, Gru's back. Gru, God against Gru. What? It's a 4-parter. This is issue number 3 due to be ordered by Sunday. Oh, man. See, I'd read the shit out of that. I've never actually read Gru, but God against Gru? I'd buy that for $4. Even less because I pre-order. And if you need a place to pre-order, hit me up. And if you don't like me for whatever reason, hit up Nerds Forever. They got you. Hellboy in Love, number 3. So, Hellboy. There you go. It's a love story, I bet. If I had to guess, I'd say it's a love story. We've got Ones, number 4. Who's doing this one? Interesting cover, interesting name. Oh, it's Brian Michael Bendis and Jacob Edgar. All right. The Ones. So that's wrapping up there. That means there'll be a trade out eventually. Or just pre-order, then you'll have 3 back issues to track down. Not of the mean. A couple covers to choose from there, too. Both of them pretty neato. Star Wars High Republic Adventures, number 4. Oh, this is only going to be an 8-parter, it seems. All right. I suggest that you pick up everything Star Wars High Republic, just because they've been popping off with new characters lately, like a song bitch. And, yeah. And then we've got Star Wars Hyperspace Stories, number 4. You never know what could happen in those. Like I said, Star Wars is just, it's never a bad gamble when you're just picking up random Star Wars titles. Any given issue in any given series, something big can happen. So, and it's when it happens in the issues deeper into the series, you know, not the ones and the twos, the things that everybody's buying, eventually they fall off. That's why they restart everything into number ones, because that's what sells. So when you get into the 4s and the 5s and the 6s, they're going to be lower printed. And if that character takes off, then yeah. So you never know. I'm not saying go out and buy a bunch of Star Wars Hyperspace Stories number 4. I'm just saying if something pops off, then it's probably going to be a good one to have, because it's probably not going to be highly printed. Nothing is highly printed right now. So in comparison, no. Oh, and more Star Wars. Star Wars, The Nameless Terror. This is a four-parter. This is issue number one, done by George Mann and Eduardo Mayo. And Ornea Savarisi? I butchered him, I'm sorry. Even in the shining light of the High Republic, there are shadows lurking in the galaxy. A Jedi mission to the planet Dalna suddenly comes under attack by unknown assailants. New characters, known assailants. Mm-hmm. As the knights retreat to an ancient structure, it quickly becomes clear that they are far from safe. Something evil stalks the ruins, a ruthless predator, an unknown terror, a nameless fear. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, no, definitely pick that up, duh. That's, yeah. And there's, I don't have an image for number two here. No, I do not. So, you never know. Maybe if there is a new character, it shows up on that cover. Mm-hmm. It's okay to order blindly. I know it's risky, it's scary, but you never know. That's why you pre-order, so you take less of a hit. So if you have to resell it at cover price, you still make a little money. Witcher, The Ballad of Two Wolves, number three of a little four-patter. Four covers to choose from there. Lots from Dark Horse to choose from and order, and yeah. But do it by Sunday, because that's when the FOCs are. From Image Comics, we've got 20th Century Men number six. Couple covers to choose from there. Looks like a few of them, actually. Ooh, Art Brute, number one, second printing. So I did not realize the creative team behind Art Brute. It's going to be the same creative team behind Ice Cream Man, Martin Morazzo, and W. Maxwell Prince. So the fact that this is going into a second printing tells me that the first one was highly desired. And then I read the premise on top of the creative team. I was like, you fucking idiot. Why didn't you? You should have ordered this. So now I'm going to have to track down number two. I do believe it is still findable on shelves slightly. As a matter of fact, I had one in my hand earlier today. I don't know why I didn't pick it up. But yeah, because it's in second printing as well as I move on. So Art Brute number one and number two in second printing. That's pretty badass. But it's only a four-parter. It's not an ongoing like Ice Cream Man. So will it be as desirable as that Ice Cream Man number one? I don't know. But that premise, though, being trapped in art history and all that good stuff, damn. More second printing. We've got Black Cloak number one going into a second print due to be ordered by Sunday. Then we've got Black Cloak. Number two, looks like there's one, two, three, four covers there. Ice Cream Man, number 34. Speaking of which, couple covers there. That B cover is phenomenal. Man, that is good. It's disgusting, and I love it. Love it. It's icky. Immortal Sergeant, number two. Sergeant, number two. Let's see, just one cover there. It's a nine-parter. Infernal Girl Red Book 1. Number 2, it's a three-parter. Little mini-series out of the Radiant Black universe. So if you're into that, mm-hmm. And if you listen to the ODPH, you already know this is the you're already convinced, I'm sure, to be picking up Infernal Girl Red. And if you don't listen to the ODPH, that's your first mistake in life, right there. So, just know that. Junkyard Joe, number five. A few covers. Four of them, it looks like, to be chosen from. Philadelphia, number 28. Oh, yeah. Oh, that B cover's pretty badass. Issa Bat. That's gnarly. I dig that. That's cool. I don't know if that's a photo or just an unbelievable drawing, but it's neat. Local Man, here's a number one for dad ass. Tim Seeley and Tony Fleeks teaming up. Both writing, and drawing. So that's fun. So, let's see here. Once the star recruit of the media sensation Super Team Third Gen, Jack Xavier had it all. But when controversy sends Crossjack crawling back to his mom and dad's basement in the Midwest, Jack struggles to fit into a world he left far behind. And then the bodies start piling up. Each issue is a classic Image Comics flip book with the lead story drawn by Fleeks and a superhero flashback into the depths of the Image universe drawn by Tim Seeley. First issue contains 30 whole pages for just $3.99, and the B cover is might be the one to pick up just because it's so, I don't know, man. So just unique, you know. It's a comic book at a freaking diner table. It's, what's the bow? What's the bolt doing there? The arrow. That's random as shit. Who eats their? What is that? If I had, I don't know. Is that a chicken wing? Can't be a chicken wing. There's a fork there. Who eats a chicken wing with a fork? Let's see, there's coffee. It's got to be a breakfast of some sort. Oh, it's bacon. That's bacon. All right. We're a detective. So, yeah, no, I would pick that up. And then the C cover. What is it, foil? Oh, that's foil. Oh, shit. You know that's 90s as hell. That's... Crossjack, people. Dig it. We've got Lovesick, number 5 of a 7-parter. 3-4 covers to choose from by Sunday. By Sunday. I can't do like the By Menon tone with By Sunday. By Menon. By Sunday. There it is. Magic Order 4, number 2. They're just going to keep going with this, baby. So this is the 4th volume, issue number 2. They're doing 6-issue miniseries is there. Monstrous, number 43, due to be ordered. Oh, and Plush. If you're not reading Plush, it's not too late. Find it. It's... Yeah. Yeah. Dude, Doug Wagner is just killing it with this story. Had him on the podcast. I'm proud of that. I knew he was going to go on and do dope things compared to what he's already done. And he's already done dope things when he was on the podcast. That's why I had him on the podcast. But Plush, to me, so far, his masterpiece. Saga 62, due to be ordered by Sunday. Spawn Scorched, number 15. Couple covers there. Great covers. Spawn Unwanted Violence, number 1, going into a second printing. That's neat. And then number 2, due to be ordered by Sunday. Del Mundo, man. Getting a 2-part mini micro series. That's exciting. Let's see here. Undiscovered Country, number 23. Couple covers to choose from there. And wrapping up the indies coming out of Diamond Distribution this week, we've got Voyages, number 4 of a 5-parter. Couple covers to choose from on that title as well. So let's see what Marvel has to offer. And boy, do they have stuff to offer. Look at these covers. So we're going to start out with a bang in Avengers number 66. So this is Jason Aaron's final issue on the run. Could be great. Probably will be. But that cover, look at all those. I mean, these types of covers are tend to end up being pretty collectible with all the lots and lots and lots of faces on them. I don't know. I could see that one being really sought after. That's just the A cover. There's lots of covers here. Then we got the connecting wraparound with all the 8-bit characters. That's going to be huge. Oh, that's so cool. Zooming it in. Who are all these people? Okay, so. Okay, yeah, no, I could spot a few of them. Jesus. See, now that would be a fun game to play, is identify all the characters on here. Because they're so itty-bitty, and they're 8-bit. Well, oh, those are 16-bit. No, 8-bit. Maybe. Still. No, they're 16-bit. But, damn. I'm blown away by that cover. How much is it? $4, that's it. Pre-order it, bitches. That's gonna be a popular one. Especially if something happens in it. So we got a total of five covers, it looks like, on this one. Then we've got Captain America Sentinel of Liberty number 10. Couple covers there. B cover looking pretty great. Who is that? That's David Mack. That doesn't look like David Mack. Maybe it is. I mean, I'm sure he's capable of something other than watercolor, but that doesn't look like David Mack. I feel like he's above that. Maybe it's a different David Mack. That Mojo cover is pretty badass. Oh no, is that MODOK? That's MODOK. But oh shit. This is the mental organism designed only for control. That's why he looks different. Okay. There might be something to that. Oh, here's one that you're definitely picking up for sure, 100%. Brought to you by Stephanie Phillips and Juan Cabal. We've got Cosmic Ghost Rider number one. Vengeance reawakened. In a far-flung corner of deep space, old Frankie Castles has eked out a quiet existence. His days as Cosmic Ghost Rider finally behind him. But across the universe, a vicious bounty hunter is leaving a trail of bodies in his wake, and his name is Cosmic Ghost Rider? What? When Frank's peaceful existence is shattered, he must suit up once more and face his most savage enemy yet, himself. Be there for the start of a sprawling space adventure with shocking twists and turns in the saga of Cosmic Ghost Rider. Yes. Definitely checking that out. Look at, I mean, the creative team. Ugh, look at all the covers. Great stuff. Speaking of great covers, these Ghost Rider covers have been something special, I tell you what. Bjorn Barron's, yeah. Ghost Rider number 12, due to be ordered by Sunday. A few covers there. Oh, man. Raposa on the B cover? Shit. Both covers are going to be highly desirable. Here's another highly desirable book. Well, I'm predicting will be a highly desirable book. Hollow's Eve, number one. And if we're specking on covers here, definitely that Art Germ cover. Because there she is, just in. That's going to be a popular one. No doubt about it. Hollow's Eve, number one Art Germ cover. You're going to want it. And then there's the sketch. What is that? One in 100. Yeah, that's neat. And who's on the Stormbreaker? Chris Allen? Oh, all right. That's an interesting cover. Kind of like it. Lots of covers to choose from, though. Stephanie Hahn's getting one. Jeez. And another number one out of Marvel. Due to be ordered by Sunday, we have I Am Iron Man number one. This is Maroya Eyedole and Adetutun Akande. They worked on Moon Knight, Black, White, and Blood. So yeah, looks like this is essentially a bunch of stories from different points in, Stark's earlier days as Iron Man. So this could be interesting. New things could pop up. Who knows? Who knows? But I'm into it. As an Iron Man fan, I'm definitely checking it out. It has my interest. Great covers to choose from as well. That B cover from Pete Woods is pretty gnarly. I like that a lot. It's almost got a Shepard Fairey type of, almost has a Shepard Fairey type of vibe to it. It's neato. Some bunch of reprints. More reprints. Miles Morales getting reprinted. Joe Fixit. Invincible Iron Man number 2. Mary Jane and Black Cat number 2. All getting reprinted. Selling books. Because they're not printing a bunch of them initially. It's because you fuckers don't pre-order. It's what it is. Murder World Game Over, man. Number 1. Jim's up. Ray Fox. The grand finale, the big prize. Bodies are piled high, and only one person can win it all. Arcade's darkest game comes to a close, and anything can happen. Especially if Natasha Romanoff has something to say about it. Arcade circus-style contests have been a punchline in the past, but writers Ray Fox and Nieto Diaz are here to put the murder back in Murder World. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Gotta dig it, right? And look at the B cover. That's fun. More video game-ness. Wait, no, that's not. That's more like Super Smash Brothers than anything. Kinda. Almost. A little bit. Regardless. Because it's a game, Murder World. Video game. You see what they did there? That one makes sense. Rogue and Gambit, number 1. Another 100 copy. Alex Ross incentive variant. Yep. Who's doing this one? Stephanie Phillips, naturally. Naturally. I could have guessed that. So that's dope. But at the same time, I think I knew that because I learned it from the ODPH podcast. Yep. Oh, well, look at the... That's a cool. What is it? The C cover? Mark Aspinall? Nice. The pulp variant, they're calling it. Bunch of great covers here. And another number 1. We've got Spider-Gwen Shadow Clones number 1 from Emily Kim and Kay Zama. Ghost Spider's life turns upside down. Ghost Spider comes face to face with some of the deadliest Spider-Man villains, including Doc Ock, Sandman, Vulture, and more. But wait, why do they all look like Gwen? So, yeah, no, there's going to be villains that are meshed with Gwen in this, Spider-Gwen. So there's going to be a Spider-Doc Ock. And more than likely, well, at least eventually, we're going to see a Spider-Vulture and a Spider-Sandman, or a Sand-Gwen. There we go. Sand-Gwen, Vulture-Gwen, Octa-Gwen. You get it? Did you get it? Will they be highly spec-worthy books? Meh! But fun, right? Fun. You know, I wouldn't go out and dump it all into that book this week, but definitely going to be a little something to it. And there is the first cover appearance of said... Octa-Gwen is what I'll call her, I guess. From Greg Land. Look at it. Look at it. And we got a pink one. Spider-Man number 6. Due to be ordered by Sunday. Couple covers there. Now, what is Spider-Man Unforgiven? What are we doing here? I mean, I'm not mad at the Kyle Hoetz cover. But do we need another Spider-Man? We've got Deadly Neighborhood Spider-Man right now. What is Unforgiven? Let's read about it. Raizu Kodo and the clanless vampires of the Forgiven scour the underworld for the most dangerous ghouls and creatures known to man. But when former Sorceress Supreme Salaam returns with a devastatingly devious plan, these moral monsters might run into more trouble than they bargained for. And mixed up in the middle of it all is one and only Spider-Man. So, there you have it. New villains, potentially. Potentially. So it's Tim Seeley and Sid Kodian on that title. Could be fun. Look at that Nick Klein Stormbreaker variant. That one will be popular, I'm sure. That's unbelievable. God, I want to be able to draw like that. Star Wars number 32 due to be ordered this week. And, oh, shit. Misa Jaja Binks fucking action figure variant cover. Yep. All about that. Cannot wait to hang that on the wall. Oh, it makes me smile. Few covers on Star Wars 32 to order from or choose from by Sunday. Star Wars Han Solo Chewbacca, number 10. Few covers there as well. There's a Momoko women's variant that they're not talking about on here, or at least not showing me. They're talking about it, they're just not showing me. Could be something, might not be. And there's just so much Momoko now, so much, it's crazy. Star Wars Hidden Empire number 4, couple covers to choose from there, a few actually. It's just a 5-parter. Star Wars High Republic Blade number 3. Now, number 2 came out this week. There were a buttload of first appearances. And number 1, there are a few first appearances. Number 3, will it be first appearances? Fucking probably. And if not, you should still pick it up and finish your stories. Star Wars Mandalorian number 8, due to be ordered by Sunday. We've got Venom number 17. What's that B cover look like all big? All right. Yeah, that's cool. Dan Panosian. Sweet. And lastly, from Marvel, due to be ordered by Sunday, January 29th, we have X-Force number 38. And there was, what was it first? It was like Neo Mutant or something like that. There's a new type of what seems sounds like a sort of super mutant. So there you go. Definitely order an extra copy or two of X-Force number 38 because it's probably not going to be heavily ordered. So that does it for the stuff that Diamond needs to have ordered. Let's talk about Lunar now. So there's going to be a few more indie titles on here as well as the DC stuff. And there is definitely some stuff to talk about. So from, well, is it Artist Elite? What's the name of the title? I want to say it's the name of the publisher as well. So yeah, Artist Elite number 7, due to be ordered by Sunday. Bunch of covers to choose from there, including incentives. We've got Batman World's Finest number 12. Oh, yeah. Few covers to choose from. Sweet variants on it. Black Adam number 8. I dig these. I dig all these covers, to be honest. Those are all pretty sweet. That A cover in itself, though. Come on. That seems like it should be an incentive cover. But then you see the incentive cover by Alexandra Lozano, and they're like, okay, I see why they picked that one. That's the one they want to chase. Neat. Beautiful, actually. Better than neat. And Catwoman this week, we do have a first appearance, and that is going to be Tomcat. The character known as Dario Tommaso, I believe, is going to don, I believe this to be Tomcat. And the 1 in 25 will be his first cover appearance. But the A, the B, and the C are all great covers too. That's C cover. They gonna want it. Sweeney Boo. Oh, they gonna want it. God damn, are they gonna want it. Those legs. Legs for days. All legs. All legs. 6 feet of legs. 3 inches of abs. Then boobs and arms. But somehow, still very appealing. We've got Deceased War of the Undead Gods, number 6 of that 8-parter wrapping up. And look at that Wu-Tang. No, that's not Wu-Tang. That's NWA, my bad. I just read W-U-G there. War of Undead Gods. Woo. But no. Straight out of Gotham. That is going to be a very popular cover. Do not sleep on that one. Do not. Great covers all around. Francesco Mattina on the 1 in 25. I missed when Mattina was just a B cover artist. Now it's all about... Not, I mean, that's not all he does is 1 in 25s. I get it. But it's unfair. Fables number 158 due to be ordered by Sunday. Flash number 793. We got a few covers there. Those are fun. 1 in 25 as well. Gotham City Police Department, The Blue Wall, number 5. It's a 6-parter. So, almost done. Pre-order it. Get it. Harley Quinn, the animated series Legion of Bats. Mm-hmm. The B cover's fun. Dan Hip. Very nice. There's a 1 in 25 on that as well. Human Target, number 12, wrapping up. And the B cover, the David Nakayama cover on that. I feel like it was a missed opportunity for a negative variant. It's almost there. Just take away the line work away from the blue areas, and you have yourself what do they call it? A sellout cover. A sellout cover. It's yeah. All the covers are great on this, though. Lazarus Planet Omega, number 1. So this is going to open up what will be the new DCU. New things could happen in this. Nothing's quite solicited, but something of this magnitude will definitely, well, not definitely, definitely has potential to produce something, you know, speculative, if you will. Speckable. Few covers to choose from on that as well, naturally. And that Ariel Cologne. What a cover. That is great. Damn, that is great. DC puts out amazing covers, if nothing else. And then they put out amazing books, too, obviously. Obviously. But goddamn, do they reign supreme with covers, I would say. They just get them. Lots of fucking variants on that Lazarus plant. We're still scrolling through variants. The Ricardo Federici, the M cover. M. Amazing. Gotta love it. We've got Miss Meow, number 7, on the FOCs this week as well. Bunch of covers to choose from. We've got Nature's Labyrinth out of Mad Cave. Old Nightwing 101 and then Jamal Campbell. Issa Nass. Issa very Nass. I like that. God, I love all these Nightwing covers. Did you see that acetate cover that came out for 100 this week? Good God. Jeepers. Worth all $8. Worth all of them. It's great. Nice heavy book. Oh, so good. Rick and Morty Presents Time Zoo, number 1. Couple covers to choose from there. Shazam Fury of the Gods. Shazamily Matters. Let's see what they did there. Oh, look at that. There they all are in their real faces. He doesn't look like a boy at all. Zachary Levi has definitely aged since the first movie. That's what fucking stardom does to you, I guess. Stargirl, The Lost Children, number 4. This is a big one right here. Superman, number 1. Oh, yeah. The Supercorp will be introduced in this. So, yeah, it's like a, you know, a backup team for Superman, appointed by Metropolis, from what I understand. Joshua Williamson's writing it. Jamal Campbell's drawing it. We're all going to be reading it. This is exciting. I was, you know, if you listen to the show, you know that I'm not a huge Superman fan, but it's just the people they've had writing the titles lately has been so good. So, yeah. And naturally, there's going to be a bunch of covers to choose from on that. Still scrolling. So many. We've got Titans United Blood Pact number 6. Wrapping up that mini series. Oh, look at that Nightwing right in the foreground there. That's a cool cover. I like that. I dig it. Who did that? Let me click it again. Eddie Barrows. 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 And the 1 in 25 is pretty rad too. We're getting towards the end here, people. What's Unstoppable Doom Patrol? This is my probably my personal most anticipated book of the week. Big Doom Patrol fan. I'm reading the shit out of or not reading the shit. But why I love the HBO series. The fact that it's still going is makes me so happy. I have not started season 3 yet because I'm gonna binge the shit out of it. And now we've got a Doom Patrol comic. What is this 5 intermixed covers thing that it says here? I don't know. I also know that they're introducing 2 new characters in this, one being Beast Girl and one being Degenerate. So, yes, you're going to want to pick this one up. It's Dennis Culver, Chris Burnham. The world's strangest heroes are back in the DC universe after the events of Lazarus Planet. See? More people than ever have active metagenes. More of these new metahumans have become misfits, shunned and imprisoned by a feral society. They are hidden away in the dark, lost to a system that only sees them as weapons or guinea pigs, ticking time bombs that can only be defused by the Unstoppable Doom Patrol. Robot Man, Elastawoman, the Negative Man are joined by their brand new teammates, Beast Girl and Degenerate, and led by Crazy Jane's mysterious new alter, the Chief, on a mission of saving the world by saving the monsters. Yes, this is exciting. Oh my gosh, this is exciting. And what a way to go out too. I think is that the last thing on here? Is that the last thing on here? No, there is more. We've got West of Sundown number 9 out of Vault Comics. We've got Wonder Woman 796 approaching that big 800. And look at that Derek Chu covers too. That's rad. I dig it. And it looks like that will be how we end this week's Poldest Priorities, episode 395. Yeah, good stuff this week for sure. Like I said, my personal favorite might even be a good spec pick of the week too, just because of 2 new characters getting introduced and us all knowing now that James Gunn is not canceling Doom Patrol on HBO. So, yeah, I would say Unstoppable Doom Patrol is probably a great one to pick up. Superman number 1, just because. And then we got the Super Corp being introduced too. You know, we got to see how cool they look before we determine on whether or not they're going to be a big deal. We'll see. What else? X-Force 38, going to be a sleeper pick. Low print, first appearance, I would imagine. Yeah. No, you know what? The reprint of Art Brute too. I would say that's probably not a bad sleeper pickup, just because. So, there you have it. Remember, keep your eye on shopcheerstocomics.com. I'm still in the process of building the new website and getting everything transferred over, so I'm not updating it up the way that I would like. But there is still an abundance of back issues to choose from on there. Use code CHEERS at checkout. Save yourself an additional 15%. An already very competitively priced books. So shopcheerstocomics.com. And if you're looking for something and you don't see it there, hit up 307nerdsforever.com. Support my boy Tarl up in Wyoming. And just, yeah, great stuff. Great stuff to be had. Yeah. Oh, and listen to the ODPH. You know, they cover everything there is to cover in the world of entertainment things. Yeah, just things, entertainment. So yeah, that's check out the Ocho Duro Parlay Hour podcast anywhere you can listen to a podcast. I think that's gonna do it. I command that you stay safe and read responsibly. I will talk to you the next time there's things about comics to talk about. Cheers.
Hey everyone, I'm Monty Michael Moore, and this is the Cheers to Comics podcast with Brian Wayne.
I'm John Chang.
This is Drew Zucker.
This is Mark Russell.
You're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.